in some sense, this option of taxing people by the mile for using the roads has been around for, you know, about 70 years, because the bulk of the money from the Federal Highway Trust Fund and most state highway trust funds currently comes and has for many years from the gasoline tax, which, if you think about it, is really, in some indirect sense, a tax that's derived from how many miles people drive their vehicles on the highways. The reason that there is interest in perhaps, and I say perhaps because this is something which is a long way from reality at this point, but there's some interest in potentially moving to a more direct mileage-based fee or charge, because the gasoline tax is no longer proving to be a very reliable way of raising sufficient resources to pay for the highways.
When the cars that I drove as a teenager, college student, young adult, got 10 miles to the gallon, it made sense. But now you're talking about cars that could get 30 to 40 miles to the gallon, and that's not going to help.
Right. That's one of the factors which has undermined the gasoline taxes, and when you just noted, the fact that vehicles now get much greater fuel efficiency than they did in the past, and therefore generate less gas tax per mile driven. There's also, of course, we're in the midst of a presumed switch to different alternative types of vehicle fuels, you know, hybrid vehicles, perhaps electric vehicles. If you look further down the road, perhaps hydrogen-powered vehicles or other things that we really haven't thought of yet, and of course, under the current system, those vehicles would essentially pay nothing to support the highway system.
So you've got the gas tax revenues going down, the price of infrastructure repair going up. This, to me, is a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, the Highway Trust Fund is, for all intents and purposes, broke. As of about a year ago, it stopped generating sufficient money to pay the current costs of highway infrastructure, and there will be from here on out an ever-widening gap in the ability of the trust fund to meet those needs. So everybody agrees, by everyone I see, I mean virtually everyone in, you know, in the field of transportation or transportation economics, finance agrees that the gas tax is irrevocably broken, and we have to do something. So the big debate is, what is the right thing to do? And the mileage-based fee is just one of, I would say, a number of different options that people are considering as a possible replacement to the gas tax.
How would something like this work? I'm in my car. I drive to and from a metro station to where I take the train into work. How are you going to know how many miles I drive, and who's going to send me a bill?
The first answer to the first part of that question is that there would need to be some form of a device in your vehicle which would record the number of miles that you drove and somehow report that information to some form of a billing center or a collection center. And, of course, that immediately raises the specter of privacy issues, which are a real big concern. And so there are a number of measures which, of course, would need to be taken in a system like this to make sure that it didn't necessarily reveal information about where people traveled.
This could be something like a GPS system, a global positioning system, a receiver, or a transmitter on your car?
Could either be a based upon global positioning system. It could be based upon, for instance, location via cell phone towers, or perhaps just even recording the odometer miles from your vehicle.
All right, now this is a good answer to the first part of my question. The second part of my question was, who's going to send me the bill and how am I going to pay it?
The answer to that question is pretty much to be determined, I think. You know, we're still a long ways from the implementation of a system like this, even should the federal government or the state governments even decide to go with this form of system. And so one of the models which is being considered is that it would be, you know, very much sort of like the bills you get for credit cards, that you might get a bill in the mail every month or every couple of months, you know, that would have these accrued charges on them, and that you would then submit them and pay them like you do your electric bill or your water bill or any other public utility.
How long will it take you to conduct the test, and when might you have some results?
Well, we've actually begun the test. In fact, we've had 1,200 vehicles in the field for about 9 months now at 6 sites around the U.S. And so we will be installing an additional 1,500 units later this summer. The two-year test will conclude sometime late next summer, and we'll produce our final report for the Congress. There are a number of people in the federal government, in Congress, who believe that something has to happen, some major change in the payment structure for our highways, or the revenue generation structure for highways, has to happen somewhat faster than that. I think it's fair to say that probably nothing major will happen in this reauthorization bill for highway funding, which will be up within the next year or two, depending upon how long it gets delayed. But there's, I think, strong sentiment to start looking at options like this probably in the next bill, which would be about 6 years down the road from now.